Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Governor Kelly has again vetoed Kansas tax cuts. We have the story.
Two men are dead after a pickup crash in Butler County. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Well, fifth suspect arrested in connection to the murders of two Kansas women. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has vetoed a broad package of tax cuts for the second time in 3 months. Kelly described the tax plan Wednesday as too expensive, despite the bipartisan support it enjoyed in the Republican-controlled legislature. The cuts in income, sales, and property taxes would be worth $1.5 billion over the next 3 years. It would move Kansas from three personal income tax rates to two rates, and dropped the top rate from 5.7% to 5.55%. Kelly has proposed a new plan worth $1.3 billion over 3 years.
A fifth suspect arrested in connection to the murders of two Kansas women.
An arrest warrant was issued for 31-year-old Paul Grice on suspicion of two counts of murder in the first degree, as well as other charges. According to Oklahoma court records, during an interview, he admitted that he was part of the planning, killing, and burial of Julian Kelly and Veronica Butler. Grice was also mentioned several times in other affidavits related to the case. His arrest comes 11 days after four other suspects were arrested. His first court date has not yet been scheduled. The OSBI says their investigation is still ongoing. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Two men were killed in a crash in Butler County yesterday morning west of Leon. The sheriff's office says a pickup truck lost control and hit a power pole before rolling over. The men's names have not been released.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Beijing meeting with the Chinese Communist Party Secretary for Shanghai. Secretary Blinken says there are a number of issues facing both countries.
I think it's important to underscore the value, in fact, the necessity of direct engagement, of sustained engagement, of speaking to each other, laying out our differences, which are real, seeking to work through them.
The meeting comes as the U.S. tries to mend its communications with China while maintaining fair economic competition.
Relatives of crash victims who died in two Boeing 737 MAX 8 accidents during a five-year period 5 years ago say they're no closer to the plane manufacturer being held accountable.
These family members came from different places around the globe, but said virtually the same about any possible prosecution of Boeing by the Justice Department.
Boeing wasn't to be trusted.
They're not holding Boeing to account.
They failed completely.
These relatives say Boeing struck a deal with federal prosecutors to avoid criminal charges and fear what happened to their families may happen again. Catherine Berter, who lost her daughter Camille, points to the Alaska Airlines plane that had a panel blowout in January. She says,
"This is not an incident, actually. This is a crash that didn't happen."
Neither Boeing nor the DOJ are publicly commenting on the discussions. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
And the Alaska Airlines plane that lost a panel earlier this year was a 737 MAX 9.
Senator Bernie Sanders says he's launching an investigation to find out why Ozempic costs about 16 times more in the U.S. than it does in Germany.
Senate Health Committee Chair Bernie Sanders sent a scathing letter to the CEO of drug maker Novo Nordisk, criticizing the prices charged for diabetes and weight loss drugs Ozempic and Wegovy. Sanders wrote, if the prices are not substantially reduced, they have the potential to bankrupt Medicare, Medicaid, and our entire health care system. He says Novo Nordisk charges Americans with type 2 diabetes $969 a month for Ozempic. The exact same drug can be had in Germany for $59 a month. The Hill reports the company issued a statement saying they are proud of the work our scientists have done to advance innovation. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Two people were injured in a house fire in South Wichita Wednesday evening in the 2100 block of South Water. Victims were hospitalized with critical injuries. KNSS News Time, now 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
The National Football League draft begins tonight. And we'll preview that and hear from Chiefs General Manager Brett Veach coming up in sports.
A toddler has been hospitalized following a dog attack in South Wichita. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Fire damaged an apartment building near downtown Wichita Wednesday morning. This at the Villa Del Mar apartment, Central and NIMS. Investigators say the fire was caused by a cigarette and began on a balcony and spread to two units. The Red Cross is assisting with several displaced residents.
A toddler hospitalized following a dog attack in South Wichita yesterday, just north of 31st and Meridian. The dog attacked a 3-year-old and an adult. The child reported in critical condition. Animal control took custody of the dog.
11 Republicans have been charged with conspiracy, fraud, and forgery in Arizona after submitting a document to Congress falsely declaring that then-President Donald Trump beat then-candidate Joe Biden in Arizona in the 2020 presidential election. The state attorney general, Chris Mays, posted a video on X saying investigators did a thorough job and found that charges had to be produced against the defendants.
We're here because justice demands an answer to the efforts that the defendants and other unindicted co-conspirators allegedly took to undermine the will of Arizona's voters during the 2020 presidential election. Arizona's election was free and fair. The people of Arizona elected President Biden.
Seven other Republicans faced charges. President Biden won Arizona by more than 10,000 votes.
An elderly woman in Ohio garnering some sympathy after being charged with armed robbery.
A 74-year-old Cincinnati area woman allegedly targeted a credit union for robbery last week. Fairfield Police Sergeant Brandon McCrossley says Ann Mayers was apparently trying to solve her financial problems after being a victim of an online scam.
Some people online who may have been scamming her. Very common theme, unfortunately, and tragically now we see a lot of that.
She had no prior run-ins with the law. Regardless, Mayers is now charged with aggravated robbery with a firearm and tampering with evidence. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time, now 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And right now in traffic, you're going to want to watch out for a crash. Avoid the area if you can. It is 45th Street North and Hillside. 45th Street North and Hillside. The report of a traffic accident there. And I can just say this, traffic on 45th Street North, if you're going east or westbound, traffic is running very, very slow there. The Cordell and Cordell traffic camera is still showing some fairly heavy traffic on I-235 northbound, headed towards North Junction. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Mostly cloudy with a likelihood of showers and storms, some strong to severe early this morning, possibly into the early part of the afternoon as well. 70 degrees for a high with a southerly wind, gusty at 10 to 25 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Rana Williams.
Now cloudy, 62 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 10 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And KNSS weather is brought to you by The Monarch. Whiskey lovers, go to The Monarch for nightcap specials every day. From 10 till midnight, get half-priced pints and $7 signature old fashions. The Monarch, West Douglas, in historic Delano. 8:11 now, Stephen Ten in the morning here on KNSS, the 25th day of April. On this date, way back in 1507,
long time ago,
a world map produced by German cartographer Martin Waldschmüller contained the first recorded use of the term America in honor of Italian navigator Amerigo Vespucci.
I guess the name stuck.
Yeah.
500 years later.
1507. That's a long time ago. Biden administration setting new rules on airline fees and refunds. Transportation Department said yesterday the final rules will spell out exactly when consumers are owed a refund for a delayed flight. And that used to be up to the airlines. Now the government says it'll be for delays of 3 hours on domestic flights and 6 hours for international flights. You go over that, there are going to be problems. Under a separate rule, Transportation Department is requiring airlines to discuss the price of baggage fees and ticket change fees for the first time travelers are shown a rare fare for their tips. Airlines also will have to tell passengers why they aren't required to pay extra for a seat. Stephen, 10 in the morning.
Remember
here
when flying used to be considered luxurious and fun?
Yep. People put on a suit and tie.
Not anymore.
Women wore dresses and, yeah. And I get on the kind of at the end of this. I haven't flown that much, but yeah, they were still serving some meals when I was riding a plane back in the 80s and 90s. They don't do that anymore. You can get some soda, maybe something to drink, but yeah. It's something else. It's a lot different. It was supposed to be, well, it was, you know, we spent some good money on that, and it was kind of glamorous. When I met my wife, she was my future wife at the time, of course. Her career plan was to be a flight attendant for Braniff Airlines. And she had been to Dallas and gone through the preliminaries. Yeah. And she was scheduled to go back sometime and go through the final process and become what we called in those days a stewardess. But she never got there. Now, was there something about your mom, Ted? Was she going to be a stewardess or something?
That was something. Maybe that was something she was looking into.
I thought she and Shelley had talked about.
Yeah,
that.
Maybe they did. Of course, back then, if you were a young woman, you either had to be a secretary or a stewardess.
That's about it.
Or a teacher. There weren't many opportunities.
There were teachers
like there are now.
All right, it was kind of an interesting week for working class Americans. Some new rules finalized, and we want to talk about a couple of them this morning with Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. Good morning, Tanya.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, this overtime eligibility thing, could you explain that to us?
Yes. So here's the way that this kind of, the easy way to explain this, because this gets in the weeds kind of quickly.
Yeah.
So this will affect millions of salaried workers. Normally, when we think of overtime, we think, you know, hourly workers, because under federal law, nearly all hourly workers in the U.S. are entitled to overtime pay after 40 hours a week. Many salaried workers are exempt from that. So starting July 1st, according to this new rule from the Biden administration, employers will be required to pay overtime to salaried workers who make less than $43,888 a year. There is already a cap in place that is about $35,000 a year. So any $35,000 and below, they could, you know, certain salaried jobs can get overtime. This raises that cap to $43,888 that starts July 1st. Then in 2025, the cap will go up to about $58,000 a year. So it's going to dramatically increase over the next, you know, several months. for salaried workers. Now, there are caveats to who, you know, that covers as far as salaried workers. It also, by the way, there's expands overtime for some highly paid workers. The current threshold for that is more than $107,000, increasing, that's a year, increasing to about $132,000 also on July 1st. But like I said, there's you know, some caveats in here. There are, I'm trying to get down to the information because I've got a lot of notes in front of me. I know teachers are not in that category. I believe doctors and lawyers are also not in that category, as far as the ones who would, you know, be getting the overtime. That's, you know, like I said, this is a new thing from the Labor Department. Also, we found out yesterday that there's a new rule regarding non-competes. Day before yesterday, I remember we got a push notification about this Federal Trade Commission vote that they voted to ban non-compete agreements. Those are, of course, the agreements that keep millions of workers from leaving their jobs to go join a competitor or start their own business or whatever for a specific length of time, like, you know, 6 months, a year, you know, 2 years, whatever it is. That is also already being challenged in court. So that's, you know, it is very likely that the overtime thing is also going to get a legal challenge too.
I've had one of those in the past, or maybe even a couple, and talked to an attorney about it. I said, nothing you can do about it. Just don't go to work there. But
exactly.
And I have
a lot of jobs will keep you from being, you can't work in that industry within a 50-mile radius.
Right, right.
At least some of them do. I know you're exactly right about that. And, you know, this is one of those things that I didn't realize this was under consideration. There may be a lot of people that didn't either. There are also people who may be under a non-compete that they don't realize they're under a non-compete. A lot of folks think, okay, non-compete, well, that applies to, you know, high-level executives,
nope,
people in tech companies, you know, presidents of companies and whatnot. Not necessarily. There are a lot of lower level workers who are subject to non-compete. And there are people who may be under one who do not realize it until they quit their job, go to work for a competitor, and their old job says, oh, by the way, you can't do that. I'm going to sue you. And then they lose the new job.
All right. Well, thank you for being with us and explaining some of this for us. We appreciate that. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers this morning with a couple of rule changes. I don't know who they impact, whether it's just large companies or small, but we didn't get that far into it. All right. I'm sure it'll be helpful. 8:18, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It is, again, time for sports this morning with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yeah, let's take a look at the 89th annual National Football League Draft, a three-day event that begins tonight in Detroit with the first round of all the NFL teams drafting their first players, the next crop of youngsters on the roster. The Kansas City Chiefs, of course, won the Super Bowl, so they get the absolute final pick, number 32 overall in the first round. And here's Chiefs general manager Brett Veach.
I think the draft in general has some positional depth, although it is funny when we're looking at the numbers and the general consensus is this is a deep O-line class, or this is a deep D-line class or what have you. It's not necessarily true for us, I think, sometimes, because, like, for the tackle position, I think once you get past, like, pick 35 or 40, most of those guys are gone. So if you're picking in the top 10, it's a great offensive line class. If you're picking in the top 15, it's a great offensive line class. If you're picking 32 and 64, you got a shot maybe here or there.
The newest batch of NFL talent will be selected tonight in Detroit. It's the first round of the NFL draft. The first pick belongs to the Chicago Bears. Several quarterbacks expected to get drafted early, from USC's Caleb Williams and LSU's Jaden Daniels to Michigan's J.J. McCarthy and North Carolina's Drake May. While the spotlight shines brightest on the first round of the draft, NFL fans know the best players can be picked at any point. 2 years ago, the final pick of the draft, 262nd player selected, quarterback Brock Purdy, became a Pro Bowler for the 49ers, who just played in the Super Bowl. In the 2000 draft, there were 198 players picked before the Patriots selected Tom Brady. The first round of the draft begins 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Jared Max, Fox News.
And round one of the NFL draft, you can listen to it all live at 7 o'clock tonight, and that is on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Major League Baseball for the Kansas City Royals last night at home at Kauffman Stadium, hosting the Toronto Blue Jays. The Royals got some nice runs early. The call on KFH.
Not want to pull it into a double play. Think opposite field.
Line, base hit left field.
Or hit it hard to the left side. That split finger stayed up. 109 exit velo. He gets underneath that. That's a se fue la bola.
Yeah, Salvador Perez driving in an early run. He was on base three times last night. He's got a 408 on base percentage. The Royals scored a couple of runs early and led the whole way. Pitching held up for a 3-2 win. That was the same score Tuesday night, too. 3-2, 3-2. Back-to-back wins for the Royals as five pitchers combined on a six-hitter. The Royals and the Blue Jays wrap up this four-game series, and Casey wrapping up a week-long homestand. It's an afternoon game today, 1 o'clock up at Kauffman Stadium. Listen live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The Royals right now, even though it's not even into May yet, they do have a one-game lead for a wild card spot. Good play so far here in the month of April for the Royals. And in junior college softball, 13th-ranked Butler Community College with two more wins didn't even allow a run in El Dorado yesterday, sweeping Colby 2-0 and 5-0. Butler softball team ranked 13th in the nation, and they are now 42-8 on the season. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. What are America's enemies thinking? That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 on this Thursday morning, and 62 degrees. A motorcyclist was critically injured in a crash in South Wichita Wednesday afternoon near MacArthur and Hoover Road. Police say the motorcycle may have been in the wrong lane when the accident occurred. The Butler County Sheriff's Office has released the names of family members who died in a Rose Hill house fire April 20th. 80-year-old Paula Williams was taken to a hospital where she died. 55-year-old Philip Williams and 52-year-old Melissa Williams were found dead inside the home after the fire was put out. And the cause of that blaze is under investigation. The University of Virginia is cracking down on hazing by fraternities.
UVA has terminated one fraternity and suspended three others on its Charlottesville campus. The university says the Pi Kappa Alpha chapter had engaged in serious hazing behavior. It did not elaborate further, but the school says it decided to terminate its fraternal organization agreement following an investigation. Disciplinary action also has been initiated against individual students for their involvement. UVA also stated that it had suspended Kappa Sigma, Theta Chi, and Sigma Alpha Mu as investigations continue. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
What to do with your worn-out electronic equipment? Sedgwick County Environmental Resources Director Susan Erlenwine, tells KNSS News, e-waste collection recycled 185,000 pounds of waste last week. The operation is underway again this week.
The company we are working with is a zero-waste company. Everything is recycled. Nothing is sent overseas. And the information on any of your hard drives, whether that's in a printer, a copier, your cell phone, or computer, is totally destroyed.
The county's e-waste collection is today through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the county's West Yard near 47th Street South and West Street. A Korean War veteran from Minnesota who still carries shrapnel in his leg from when he was wounded in combat will finally get his Purple Heart medal 73 years late.
96-year-old Earl Meyer was notified Monday by the Army that it has reversed itself and granted him a Purple Heart, which honors service members wounded or killed in combat. The decision comes after a campaign by his daughters and attorney, as well as U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, who championed his cause. The Army sent Meyer's attorney a stack of documents to notify them of their decision, including a certificate saying that it was for wounds received in action on June 1951 in Korea. Meyer's case highlights how it can be a struggle for wounded veterans to get medals that they've earned when the fog of war, the absence of records, and the passage of time makes it challenging to produce proof. In Meyer's case, few men in his unit who would have witnessed the mortar attack survived. Only a few members of his platoon made it out unharmed. He didn't even realize at first that he had been wounded. He believes the medic who eventually treated him on the battlefield was killed before he could file paperwork. And he wasn't even thinking then about a medal anyway. He says he was just trying to survive. Meyer finished out his tour guarding prisoners of war. He was honorably discharged in 1952. The decorations he received earlier included the Combat Infantryman Badge, which is reserved for those who actively participate in ground combat under enemy fire, and the Congressional Gold Medal for his service in the Merchant Marine in World War II. He continues to live an active life that includes coffee with fellow veterans at his local American Legion post. The salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military. Just search the menu on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Stephen, 10 in the morning, KNSS 851 here on this Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Oklahoma authorities arrest a fifth suspect in the killing of two Kansas women.
Two.
Two men dead after a pickup slams into a power pole in Butler County.
One.
Kansas Governor Kelly vetoes a tax cut package for the second time in 3 months. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Taking a look at the Cordell and Cordell traffic camera, seeing some fairly heavy traffic right now. This is on K-254 westbound, but as it approaches the North Junction, so the road construction there probably has a little bit to do with that. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Cloudy with a 70% chance for rain today and a high of 70 degrees. 90% chance for rain and storms tonight, the overnight low 59. For Friday, 80% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high, 80 degrees. Now cloudy sky, southeast wind at 10 miles per hour and 62 degrees. Trading underway on Wall Street this morning. The Dow is down 588 points. The S&P is down by almost 71 points. And the NASDAQ is down by more than 305 points. Now look at Wichita Business Journal update now with local business update. A financial planning firm is off the ground in Wichita, and it selected a high-profile downtown development for its first home. Arrow Capital, launched in February by financial advisors Bradley Moser and Bryce Loeb, is officing out of the Nations and the Nationals Commerce Club, a new high-end co-working space at 150 North Main. The firm specializes in serving affluent families, business owners, and private family foundations through wealth management services, such as asset management, wealth planning, tax-advantaged investment strategies, estate planning, and charitable giving strategies.
Boeing with a lot of priorities this year, many involving Wichita. Outgoing Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun saying yesterday on a first quarter earnings call, the company will increase output of its 737 MAX jets, continue to negotiate a purchase of Spirit AeroSystems, and to make sure no Spirit-made fuselages leave Wichita for Boeing's plant in Washington until certified as free of defects by Boeing workers. Boeing's first quarter earnings for commercial jets was $4.7 billion, with a negative operating margin of 24.5% and a 31% year-over-year revenue drop, Boeing said in its first quarter report.
And Boeing has agreed to forward Wichita Spirit AeroSystems, its biggest supplier, $425 million over the next 6 months to help the company with cash flow. That's according to a Tuesday Securities and Exchange Commission filing. The six-month advance comes while the plane maker is in talks to reacquire Spirit after Boeing left Wichita, creating Spirit as a supplier in 2005. Boeing and Spirit entered into a memorandum of agreement April 18th, in which Boeing gives Spirit a lump sum that will be paid back in intervals by October, according to the filing. The companies indicated a slowdown in production at Spirit due to FAA restrictions on Boeing following a January 5th midair incident where a door plug flew off an Alaska Airlines 737 MAX 9. And that's business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. Ted, today is National Telephone Day.
All right.
Telephone has come a long way, at least in my
sure
lifetime.
Has.
I remember the first telephone I remember was my mom's house and dad's house, and it was a black thing. It was heavy, and it made out of, I don't know what, a real heavy, thick plastic or something. It had a round thing on there with all these little holes and numbers in it.
A dial.
Then we went to the push button, and eventually we went to what we've got now, which is pretty much
everyone's got a phone in their pocket.
The cell phone. And not too many people have landlines anymore, but, several million do, and I've got one myself. I have a landline. National Telephone Day.
I do not. That's the point where I was like, why am I paying $45 a month for something I never use? And I dumped it.
Celebrate your phone day by calling somebody, okay? The Glenn Beck program coming up here with Steve and Ted and KNSS. Attorney John Graves is on. We must secure our elections, he says. Top of the hour news this morning on KNSS, Governor Kelly vetoing another Kansas tax cut package. If you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, go on the Odyssey app. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Dana Lash Show, news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.